Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Musa Nanamo, how are you?
I'm fine, Zama. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much, Pastor. At last, we get a hold of you. Thank you so much for coming on board. Now, we're going to be talking about the reason why should a person be immersed in baptism. And of course, we do know that many Christian denominations believe in the importance of baptism. However, the teaching methods and the baptism methods are perhaps different. And we actually believe that Christ was immersed at baptism and that this was a purposeful decision. So help us understand what immersion is in the first place and what the symbolism means.
Okay. So immersion, that's what exactly the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that when you are baptized, you have to be immersed. In fact, looking at the word itself, baptism, it's a derived word from a Greek baptizo. The Greek baptizo means to plunge or to immerse or to bury. So if we use the word baptism, referring to that process where a person is accepted into the fold of believers, that word by itself means that we have to be buried underwater or immersed underwater. So there's no way, if you want to follow the Bible, we can take the word baptism to refer to anything other than being immersed underwater. So we are taking it from the Greek word itself before we enter into what the Bible itself says about immersion.
All right. Now, why is sprinkling, you know, for example, not good enough? I mean, one may argue for the similarities to taking, for instance, taking a bath or taking a shower. In the end, the result is that the person is clean, after all. Why does the method matter?
Yeah, sprinkling, it's not baptism. When we are sprinkling, you are not baptizing. You are doing something else. If you are taking the word baptism, sprinkling is not baptizing. It's just sprinkling. It's even showering is not baptizing, because like yesterday we were saying, we have to be baptized following the example of Jesus. So Jesus himself was not sprinkled nor showered by water, but he was immersed. That's why he had to come from Galilee, which was a place of abode or a town, down to the River Jordan. And the reason why he had to go to the River Jordan is stated in John chapter 3, that's where John was baptizing. John 3:23, he was baptizing there because there was much water. So much water was needed for the purpose of immersing someone who is being baptized. Again, when Jesus was baptized, you find that in Matthew 3:16, when he was baptized, it says, after he was baptized, he came up out of the water. So, referring that he had been under the water and he had to come out of the water. You cannot come out of something that you have not yet been under. So, the example of Jesus shows us that Jesus had to demonstrate exactly what baptism is like. It was not sprinkling. If sprinkling was to come into play, maybe Jesus could have been baptized in Galilee. Because I want to understand there was enough water there to sprinkle. Because people in Galilee had water to bathe, had water to drink. So he could have been sprinkled in Galilee. But he had to make a long trip from Galilee to the River Jordan where John was, because there needed to be enough water for one to be buried under that water.
Okay, now, please tell us about the John Wesley's visit to America in the 17th century, as shared in the lesson.
Yes. So it's said that when John Wesley visited America in 1737, he was tried. They tried him because he was refusing to baptize a child belonging to a Mr. Parker. He was refusing to baptize him by anything other than dipping.
Mm.
So they had to bring him to court for that. But he stood his ground because he knew no other method of baptizing besides dipping in water. So he refused completely, even though he was summoned before a jury of about 44 men. But he could not succumb because he knew that baptism was only by dipping. And you see, this person, John Wesley, he's one of the pioneers of the Methodist Church. So by then, the church was very strict. Even the Methodist Church was very strict. Baptism was only by immersion, not by sprinkling or any other thing.
Yeah. And when did this practice of sprinkling replace immersion?
Yeah, the practice of sprinkling did not come into church until around the 14th century, the 14th century, 1400s. That's when it came through the council, the Catholic Church, in the Council of Ravenna. That's when they made a decision to baptize by sprinkling. But you would find that, before then, even the Catholic Church itself was also baptizing by immersion. The Church Fathers and all the pioneers, or the even the priests of the Church, the Catholic Church, were also immersing. So after the 14th century, that's when we see this idea of sprinkling creeping into the Church. But it was never like that before.
And then we hear about the baptism of infants, because I do believe that other places would baptize the infants as they are born. I mean, I've heard people saying, well, my baby is going to be baptized. What are we told regarding the baptism of infants?
Yeah, the Bible does not support the baptism of infants, because infants cannot decide. You know, if you read clearly Acts chapter 8, 36, through to 38, you find that when Peter had preached to the people after the Pentecost experience, when Peter had preached to the people at the Pentecost, at Acts chapter 2, you would find that after they heard the message of Peter, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And then Peter said, "Repent and be baptized."
Mm.
So the word "repent" itself has a connotation that someone has to reason and decide for themselves. Repentance is a decision.
Yeah.
You have to decide before you are baptized. So you cannot be baptized before you decide for yourself. So children, infants, in fact, cannot decide. They still can't reason to the extent of deciding to repent, because after all, they don't even know what to repent from.
Mm.
So we cannot baptize someone who has not decided. You have to decide for yourself and make a vow for yourself, and then a baptism is ministered to you. So that one itself, by itself, just dismisses the idea of baptizing infants. Someone has to come to an age where he has to decide, then they can be baptized.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What are your parting short this afternoon?
Right. What I would say now is that when we look at baptism, one very important point about baptism is we have to do it according to the example of Jesus, because Jesus, after all, is our way. He's the one who came down from heaven to show us the way back to God, the way how we can reconcile with God. So if we do not follow his example, we are not doing anything. So in baptism, we have to follow him to the dot. That's why he had to be baptized by John, so that he can set an example for us. So if we are Christians, we have to abide by what Christ has set before us. I think that those can be my parting words for now.
Beautiful. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Have a fantastic afternoon further.
You are welcome, my brother Zama.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.